Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Kelim, Perig Yod Zayin, and Mishnah Dalid. So remember we said all along, Stamazay Balabas has a keli made out of wood. How big does a hole have to be to say it's no longer a keli? We said pomegranates. If a pomegranate would fall out. So our Mishnah will give us some more information about these pomegranates. Haramayim Sha'amru, the pomegranates that they spoke about, says the Mishnah, once again, Perig Yod Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, are Shloisha Achuzin Zebezeh. We're talking about three pomegranates. They're kind of stuck to each other. And one of them will fall out through the hole. So what do you mean they're pressed against each other? What does that have to do with the size of the hole? So use your imagination a little bit. If the pomegranates are loose, one falls out of the hole. If the pomegranates are pressed against each other, so there's like a little bit of a natural glue, in order for it to actually fall out of the hole, it would have to be a little bit of a larger hole. Because if the hole was only big enough for the pomegranate to squeeze through, it wouldn't fall out, because it does have this little bit of sticking kayach, because it's stuck to the next pomegranate. So what we're saying here is that the hole has to be a little bit bigger than stamazai for a loose pomegranate to fall out. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Once again, haramayim sha'amru, this shir that we said at the beginning of the perik, the kol klei balabatim shirim b'ramayim, we're talking about, we have shloisha chuzin zebezeh, three pomegranates that are pressed against each other. And if one of them will fall out of the hole, then it's tahar. That's the shir of Moitzi Rimon. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Binafa ubikvada." In the case of a sifter or a sieve, we already explained, a sifter is for flour. A sieve is like for mother tfua. What's the shear of the hole over here? Kadesh yitail v'yahalech. Again, let's say you would have three pomegranates stuck to each other, and you picked it up and you started walking with it. Now, as you start walking with something, it's more likely something is going to fall out, because it like shakes back and forth. So if you would take it and walk with it, and then one of the pomegranates would fall out, someone would say, "Excuse me, you're losing your pomegranates." That's the shear, that type of a hole. Chazal are measuring it mamish to the science perfect. Ubekupa. In the case of a basket, when would it be tahar? Kadesh yavshel achayrav. If you're going to sling it over your shoulder, and just by the act of throwing it over your shoulder, you're already going to cause things to start spinning around inside. That's how it's going to fall out. So though we set a shear of Moitzi Rimon, you see that it's not all the same. It depends what you're using. And each one has a little bit of a different shear, how you use the basket, how the riman's going to fall out. Now, stamazai wooden containers, I don't keep pomegranates in them because they're too small. So what's the shear? So like the Mishnah, shakar l'keilim, all other small containers, she'eni yachayin l'kamlu ramayinim. Normally, I can't keep pomegranates in them. They're too small. You got haroiva. Haroiva means a quarter. Right, that's what it means here too. It means a keli that measures a quarter kav. A quarter kav is the same amount as six eggs. V'chatzi arayva, or a half quarter kav. In other words, you could put three eggs into here. So these kelim are called arayva or chatzi arayva because often they're used as measuring cups. Hakenoinim aktanim, or the small sifters. We had this word before. Shiuran beruba. Here, the shear of the hole, where we say the hole is big enough to say, it's tahar, you can't use it, would have to be beruva. If the hole covers most of the height or most of the bottom of it, that's when we say it's tar. Divi Reb Meir is a halt Reb Meir. So unless roiv is open, it's tar according to Reb Meir. Rabbi Shimon Amr Bezaisim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, these smaller containers, you know how you measure them? You measure them whether they could hold olives or not. If an olive will fall through, they're tahar. Even if it's not open, roiv. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Nifritzu. What does the word Nifritzu mean? Maybe you remember a Mishnah Mesachta's Baba Kama. Remember the words Nifritzu Balayla. Maybe you're learning Perga Kindness. Nifritzu Balayla Ishe Piratzuhu Listim. It broke out. Or robbers did it. Pritzus means when something is open, as opposed to sneeze. The landowners used to be called the pirates because, like, they did whatever they wanted, broke through wherever they wanted. That was like a derogatory term. Maybe you remember from Masechtas Erevin, pirates meruba la'oimed. The open part is more than the closed part. Okay, so back to Masechtas Kalim. What's Nifritzu? Nifritzu means part of the wall broke open. Until now, we were talking about the floor that broke open. Now, part of the wall broke open and it's missing. Shiran b'zeisim, says Rav Shimon, the shear is olives. Wait a second, well, that's the same shear according to Rav Shimon for the floor, and a chanami. Take a look here in the Tarsus Yamtu, that's Rav Shimon's chiddush. That there's no difference in the floor or the walls. The shear is an olive. If the olive would fall out, it's tar. According to Rav Meir, the shear is rife. Vayter says the Mishnah, but if nigmemu, this means the keli was like chipped from above. They were cut down from the top. But it means from the top. See the batanura besif seisayin. By the opening on top. Then the din is shiurim b'mashahein. If you can still put anything into it, the din is that it's tummy. So I don't understand something. You told me before there's a hole in the wall that's as big as a zayas, the keli's tar. So you can't put anything underneath the zayas? Underneath where the hole is? So it must be, the mefarshim explain, that the hole on the wall is so close to the bottom, the taka underneath the hole. You can't put anything in. Otherwise, the Mishnah is telling us, even if the tap is cut off, as long as you can still put things in, it's tamei. But many Rishonim learn differently. They say no. When it says that there's a hole that a zayas falls out of or a rimon falls out of, that could be a hole anywhere in the wall. Our Mishnah says, as long as you can put things in, it's still tamei. That's if the tap is cut off. So it still looks like a keli, it's just it's a lower keli. But once you have a hole in the keli, then even if you could put things underneath the hole, you still say that the keli is tummy. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. So we learned when we spoke about remoinim, that the shear is pomegranates falling out of it. It's three pomegranates, one connected to the other, pressed against each other. They don't fall out so easy because it's a little bit glued together. They need a little bit of a bigger hole. If that type of a pomegranate would fall out, that's the din of Moitzi Rimoin. When we said before, the kol klei bali batim shurim remoinim. We had a sheet of Rashim Ben Gamliel that when it comes to sieves and sifters, the shear would be that if you're walking with it and it starts rolling back and forth, it would fall out. In the case of a basket, the hole has to be large enough so that if you would swing it over your back, one of the three pomegranates that are pressed to each other will come out. If you have wooden containers that are too small for pomegranates, like the roiva, the quarter kav measuring container, or the half a roiva, so the shear is if most of it is open, most of the bottom or most of the wall. That's when we say it's tar according to Rebbe Meir. Reb Shimon says, the shear is olives. If an olive would come out, and that's true whether the opening is in the floor of the keli or in the wall of the keli, but if the top is cut off, then we say as long as you can still put things in, it's still mekabel tumah.